there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Can you believe we're this deep into the NFL season? We got to make every second count. With DraftKings Sportsbook, you can make the most out of every game day. Bet on your favorite teams for a shot at winning big bucks. New customers can score $150 instantly in bonus bets for betting $5 on any matchup. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code RICHARD. New customers can score $150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on the NFL. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code RICHARD. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 plus. Age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Volume.
You know this, sir. You fall for these jokes.
Super Bowl championship. That should always be the expectation.
I ain't mad at you. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. Another week, another Niners victory. But it had to be against my Seattle Seahawks. So this is a tough game for me to be a part of. The Seattle Seahawks fought. Obviously, Geno Smith went down earlier in the week with the groin injury. So Drew Lock had to finally get his shot. Drew Lock got his shot. And he played pretty well. You know, he had the touchdown to DK early on. He had the two turnovers, but he had to take risks down the field. He had a real good rapport with Tyler, got the tight ends involved. They actually got the Niners with the same play the Niners got Seattle on in Seattle last season. It's kind of cool. It's a very copycat league that we're in, clearly. Copycat league, but it was not enough to get by the San Francisco 49ers, who are now the number one seed in the playoff seeding right now, above the Dallas Cowboys, who just beat the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get to that game in a second, because obviously I'm going to hear about it all week dealing with Skip Bayless. But Seattle played good. They ran the ball well. Tyler played good, but their defense actually held in there as well as it could be expected. The 49ers got a little banged up throughout the game. Charvarius Ward went down. Javon Hargrave went down. Dre Greenlaw went down with what looked like maybe an MCL strain or something. Oren Burks went down. But Kyle Shanahan seems to think they're going to be okay. But this Niners team, you know, that's five straight against the Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks got to find some answers. They attacked the weaknesses of that defense. They found things that people continue to find. I'm not going to mention any names, but Seattle Seahawks fans know what's going on, and they know it's pretty evident on film. And I'm sure that the staff has to see that. You have to put guys in positions to be successful. They lost Witherspoon to a back injury earlier in the game. He's a huge part of what that defense does, but they were still playing really good. They were getting stops. They were stopping the Niners for a good majority of the game. Deebo Samuels, Tyshawn, Raekwon Samuel had a fantastic game. He has 5 touchdowns over the last 2 weeks, you know, because he started off the season really quiet, and now he's getting really loud. He's running the ball well. He broke the record for receivers having rushing touchdowns in the National Football League. He has the most rushing touchdowns by a receiver in the National Football League's history. That's incredible. There's been a lot of great receivers that take end of rounds. I mean, Percy Harvin being one of them. But that's fantastic for a player who is still in his prime. I mean, just really entering his prime. Another great game by Brandon Ayuk. Obviously, the fumble is the play that I'm sure he wishes he could have back. But outside of that, played a fantastic game. But the guy I want to talk about, Purdy is doing great. I mean, what else can I say about him? He should be the MVP of this league. And I know there's arguments for other guys. I know there's debates. But the things I want to put on for you, I want people to understand, because the arguments against him are getting weaker and weaker every day. The arguments against him are he has a talented play caller. Well, I remember Bill Walsh being a talented play caller. He has talent all around him. I remember Joe Montana and Steve Young having the greatest receiver of all time, while also having Roger Craig, John Taylor. I mean, they had guys that could get the job done. I mean, Hall of Famers. But when he has a good play caller and he has guys that are getting the job done, then it means he's not a good player. I don't really get that. What he is the most efficient quarterback in the game right now. Most efficient. He's had 7 consecutive games with 70% completion percentage. Only been done by a couple people. I think it was Drew Brees did it. I got to get the whole list, but he's having a season that if he was Zach Wilson and he was drafted with the number 2 pick overall and had all these expectations, we'd be talking about him as, of course, he's the MVP and he's going to be take over the league and he's going to be this guy for the next 10, 15 years. And we're talking about him potentially being an All-Pro this year, the MVP, you know, in the face of the league going forward. But instead, because he's Mr. Irrelevant, you guys don't want to give him credit. Give him credit. He's 2nd in the league in yards right now. He's up there in touchdowns. He's leading one of the best offenses. You should listen to his players talk about him. The defenses that he shreds every week. I mean, the interception he had this week was really just a miscommunication between him and the receiver, went off the receiver's hands into the defender's hands. Okay, it happens like that sometimes. But 25 touchdowns to only 7 interceptions. I mean, 3,500 yards already. I mean, 3,500 yards already. There's still 4 games left. There's still 4 games left in the season. And he has 3,500 yards. So if he gets another 1,500 yards in 4 games, which, I mean, that's a little stretch. It's a little reachy, but, I mean, it could happen. You know, you go 300 a game, that's 1,200. He'd have to have 400-yard games. So unlikely, but still, for a guy that was mystery relevant, now has a 15-3 record in the games that he started and finished. I mean, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Dak Prescott is having an unbelievable season. No question about it. There's no question about it. But they've gone head-to-head. They've gone head-to-head, and Brock Purdy's team won by 32 points. So you got to take that into account. But that's my 2 cents. CMC deserves to be Offensive Player of the Year as well. I mean, there are a lot of things there. They have a fantastic team. And now for this week's Making It Look Easy Player of the Week, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. This week, it's Deebo Samuel, because he made it look so easy versus the Seattle Seahawks. Deebo finished with 7 receptions for a season-high 149 receiving yards and a receiving TD. Also added the rushing TD to take him over the hump, break the record, the NFL record that was in place. He has really turned into a different beast. They found his rhythm. He talked about how he was all out of shape last year, and he put some things on tape that he never want to put on tape again. Oh, boy, has he come back with a vengeance, and he's putting everybody on notice right in time for this streaky run that you got to have right before the playoffs. I'm sure he's going to be playing some inspired football. He talked about being more inspired to play for somebody because he has a son. So you better be careful. And this has been Making It Look Easy, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Go to forthepeople.com/Sherman or dial pound law. That's pound 529. Winning in the NFL is hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. But you know what's not easy is me going into work tomorrow. Me going into work tomorrow, dealing with Skip Bayless, hearing about how the Dallas Cowboys beat the Philadelphia Eagles 33-13 in Dallas. He called it. He said they would come in. He said they're better than the Eagles. The Eagles have looked really rough these past couple games. I mean, against the San Francisco 49ers and now the Dallas Cowboys, what they've given up. What, 75 points and scored 32? So they getting outscored 75-32. I mean, that doesn't seem like the championship team that I thought they were. Their defense has been getting run on, they've been giving up passes. I mean, Dak Prescott has been having an unbelievable season, but he was out there, looked like he was routes on air, like he was going against the scout team yesterday. Jalen Hurts has struggled mightily in a lot of these games. Really got a lot of his stuff in garbage time. He had 5 rushes for 30 yards, but he had the costly fumble early in the game. I mean, they were fumbling the ball left and right, and they had fumbled in the game before in Philly, but all those balls bounced right back to him. DeAndre Swift bounced right back to him. Jalen Hurts bounced right back to him, and this week it did not bounce to him. A.J. Brown had 9 catches for 94 yards, but he had the fumble again. Hassan Reddick had 2 sacks. Fletcher Cox had a sack that led to a forced fumble and a touchdown on defense. The Philadelphia offense didn't even score a touchdown. So you got to give all the credit in the world to the Cowboys defense and what they were able to do. Micah Parsons had the early sack. Dak Prescott, 271, 24-39, 2 touchdowns. Tony Pollard would probably one of his best games of the season, only 59 yards rushing on 16 carries. Jake Ferguson looked like a complete beast. CeeDee Lamb, 6 catches for 71 yards. Nothing crazy, but he was picking up very important first downs throughout the game. I mean, they look good. They look really good. The Dallas Cowboys look like a team that is going to be competitive later on in this season. I do not think they have enough to beat the San Francisco 49ers, but that's just me. They are sitting at the number 2 seed in the NFC right now. They have some really tough games coming up against the Bills in Buffalo, against the Dolphins in Miami. They got Detroit coming to Dallas. But right now, they look like the class, in the class of the NFC. A definite contender. CeeDee Lamb is playing like one of the best receivers in the National Football League. That defense has showed up in big waves. They're bringing zero pressures. They put pressure on Jalen Hurts all night, made him make quick decisions. He was not accurate in those situations. So, I mean, it's Cowboys ascending, Eagles descending right now. That's how it goes sometimes. It's that holiday time of the year again. Looking for something different for that favorite person on your list? Think Game Time. Tickets for sports, concerts, and comedy shows all make a fantastic gift this year, even if it's last minute. The best way to get tickets to any of these games this month is on Game Time, the fastest growing ticket app in the U.S. Game Time is the only ticketing app that gives you peace of mind with your purchase. They let you see the view from your seat before you buy, so you know what to expect when you arrive. Their all-in prices show your total up front, so you always know you're getting a great deal. And it takes no time at all. You can buy tickets in seconds with 2 taps. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and redeem code Sherman for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem code Sherman, that's S-H-E-R-M-A-N, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. eBay Motors is here for the ride. I remember when I got my first 1988 hoopty and I got in a little fender bender. Early on, I was so proud of my first car. You know, I'm rolling around, you know, looking around like, I'm mobile. It's a 1988. Then you get in a fender bender and you're devastated. My light was hanging off. Thankfully, my dad is a jack of all trades. He got me back on the road. I was still rolling, so I was good. Because at that point, it's about getting from A to B. That's it. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof rack, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Speaking of the Buffalo Bills, my goodness, what a win. They got the win over Kansas City. I mean, that's one they always want in Kansas City. That's a rarity. You know, that's one that I think meant a lot to Josh Allen. I'm sure it meant a lot to this team. Buffalo Bills defense holding Kansas City under 20 points. So there was a lot of speculation, a lot of people upset, up in arms about the Kadarius Toney play where he's standing offsides and they're like, he should have got warned. They should have warned. Why would they warn him? They don't warn the DNs, the D tackles, before they call neutral zone infractions. They just throw the flag. After the ball gets snapped, they throw the flag. You have the opportunity to check with the referee. We saw the play earlier in the year where Terry McLaurin checked with the referee. The referee gave him the thumbs up. You're doing great. And then as soon as the ball snapped, he threw the flag. So it is what it is. You clearly are looking at the ball. You clearly are offsides. It is what it is. It's a mistake. I'm sure they'll get it corrected. The Kansas City Chiefs offense just has looked very pedestrian. And Buffalo's defense has looked a lot better since they've gotten Rasul Douglas into the fold. So Josh Allen has played well, but the Chiefs are 2-6 in their last six. I mean, 2-4 in their last six games. The first time they've had back-to-back losses since 2021. Mahomes was pretty upset after this game and after everything that happened. This wasn't his greatest game. He was 25 of 43 for 271 and a touchdown and an interception. They didn't run the ball well. Travis Kelce had a good game. Rashee Rice had a solid game. But they never looked really comfortable. Josh Allen, he threw the interception. He threw a touchdown. He had a similar game to Pat Mahomes, except he was moving the ball on the ground, got the ball to James Cook, who had a really, really good game, probably his best game of his career. Stephon Diggs was relatively quiet, and Buffalo was still able to eke out the win. I hate that games like this come down to the referees and people talking about the controversial call instead of talking about these defenses that both played pretty well against two elite quarterbacks. That's the thing that I don't understand when we talk about this quarterback argument and you talk about Brock Purdy, because they talk about the down games he had. It's the NFL. Everybody's going to have down games. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the National Football League, and that's hard to debate. And he has off games. He's had off games this season. He's had games this season where he's passed for under 200 yards, and his team wasn't that effective, and his defense picked him up, and they won the game. But he was a first-round draft pick. He has won Super Bowls. He's won MVPs, Super Bowl MVPs. He deserves that leeway and that credit. But don't take it away from players because they don't have those things. Well, because they weren't a first-rounder like Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy has won playoff games. He's only in his second year. He's a second-year player. Like, come on. There's second-year first-rounders we're still giving a benefit of the doubt to. But this guy, you're like, this is pretend. I don't think so. But Buffalo Bills, huge win for them. The Chiefs got to figure it out, because if it wasn't for the awful start that Denver had to start the season, they would be they're still nipping at their heels. I think Denver's only one game back of Kansas City for the division lead in the AFC West. Like, what are we talking about? I mean, the Chargers don't have a chance because they don't want to play football right now. But the AFC North, I mean, AFC West is crazy, and it's getting crazier, just like the AFC South. AFC South has, I think, three playoff teams right now in the seeding, and it's going to be great going forward. The Chiefs have the Patriots going forward. They should win that game. The Bills have the Cowboys. That's going to be a dogfight. I can't wait to see it. But let's talk about the dogfight that was the LA Rams at Baltimore. Baltimore's offense, like I told you guys, has been up and down. It's irky jerky. But what a day for OBJ. He had a heck of a day. He looked like the old OBJ. He ran this dig and go. Boy, that was one of the cleanest routes. People talk about you look like your old self. And then everybody was talking about the Tyreek play where he switched shoulders last minute. Well, Odell just did the same thing in this game. A touchdown. He looked good throughout the whole game. 4 catches for 97 yards and a touchdown. Huge. Lamar Jackson, 24 for 43 for 316. 3 touchdowns passing, 1 interception, a 92.8 passer rating, 11 rushes for 70 yards. He had a huge impact on this game, and he would not let his team lose. On the other side, Matthew Stafford had a really good game. He threw for 23 for 41 for 294, 3 touchdowns, 103 passer rating. Kyren Williams ran the ball 25 times for 114. This was a complete game. This was Cooper Kupp. Might have been one of his best games of the season. 8 catches for 115 and a touchdown. Puka Nacua, impact player for the Rams, kept them in the game all night. 5 receptions for 84 yards. Akello Witherspoon. Niner fans aren't going to want to hear this, but Akello Witherspoon is out there strapping. He looks like one of the best corners in the National Football League, and he needs to get his flowers for how he's been playing this year. Sometimes it takes, you know, everybody blossoms at different times. Everybody gets to their rhythm at different times, different spaces. Maybe this is the right system, the right place. They believe in him, and he is thriving. I love to see it. Akello Witherspoon had a great game against the Ravens, but at the end of the day, it came down to a punt return. And that punt return, Tylan Wallace with the walk-off punt return, the 4th walk-off punt return in NFL history, but it's the 2nd this season because everybody saw when the Jets, Xavier Gibson had the walk-off, and it's a cool play. It's really cool play. It's a lot of grit. Everybody grinding. Heartbreak for the Rams because they're right there in playoff contention. They're right there in the hunt. And this would have been a huge win for them unexpectedly, but they didn't get it. They got the Commanders next week. The Ravens are at the Jacksonville Jaguars. That AFC race is heating up. It's going to be crazy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Speaking of Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence looked like he was going to be out multiple weeks, a month. I mean, the way he walked off the field last week, you would have thought, man, he may not play again this season. And then he practices Thursday? I don't know. Seems a little dramatic now. Like when you do all that, and you, it's almost like that when Paul Pierce got carted off, you know, I mean, got wheelchaired away and then came back in the game and played. It's like, you can't get in a wheelchair and then come back and play 10, 15 minutes later. I mean, at that point, just stay out the game. Like, because this is crazy, because that means you being way too dramatic. Trevor Lawrence came back, was 28 of 50, threw some costly interceptions early, found his rhythm, threw for three touchdowns. They didn't run the ball well, and Jacksonville has run the ball well for the majority of this season, but this Browns defense is tough to deal with. And they played well. They played well. Greg Newsome had an interception. Martin Emerson had Jr. had two interceptions. Za'Darius Smith had a sack. But Joe Flacco, man. Round of applause for Joe Flacco. To come off the couch. This is the second week off the couch. He threw for 311, three touchdowns, and one interception. He was eating Doritos and drinking Coronas on his couch 2 weeks ago. Now he has Cleveland believing they're going to have a shot in this playoffs. That defense is playing better because they believe they have a chance to win. He's the fourth quarterback, starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns to win a game this season. This team is resilient. They got a lot of fight to them. And Jacksonville, they're still in control of the AFC North. The AFC South, because the Indianapolis Colts lost. And the Houston Texans lost, and C.J. Stroud left with a concussion. You hope that he's okay. But, man, they are losing games. They are losing games. And there aren't a lot of answers. They're thankful, I'm sure, that Trevor Lawrence isn't seriously hurt. He's going to keep giving them a chance. But they have the Ravens next week. That defense is one of the best in the National Football League. The lowest scoring defense in the National Football League, or at least one of them, because San Francisco 49ers. And if they don't get their stuff together, they could go from this division champion to missing the playoffs in a flash. The Browns have the Bears, but the Bears are showing signs of life. I don't know why. Bears, why are y'all winning? I feel you. You want to show we got talent, but your draft position gets worse every time, and you're not going to win anything this year. So, but whatever. Story for a different day. Players are going to play. They beat the Detroit. The Bears beat Detroit today. Huge win for them. Detroit, I don't know what you're doing. This is why I hate putting Detroit in my power rankings. Every time I put them in the power rankings, this is what they do to me. Sheesh. Speaking of Denver, the Denver Broncos are now 7-6 after starting the season 1-5. That's incredible. That's incredible. And Sean Payton and Russell Wilson and Vance Joseph all deserve a ton of credit for what they've done to turn this team around. This defense has played really well. They held the Chargers to 7 points. They've held, they've been a top five scoring defense since that 70-point debacle against the Miami Dolphins. They have been lighting the world on fire. If they make it in these playoffs, they're going to give somebody a tough out. They're going to give somebody a really tough out, whether it's the Miami Dolphins, the Buffalo Bills, if they make it, the Kansas City Chiefs. This is not a team the Kansas City Chiefs want to play. They beat the Kansas City Chiefs already. And this is the first road division win since October 2019. This team is playing inspired. Justin Herbert leaves the game with a fractured index finger. They could do it. They could do it. They've won six of the last seven, and the other game was a dogfight. They're only one game back in the AFC West. Russell Wilson was 21 of 33 for two touchdowns, 224 yards, had the interception, but played one of his best games. Javonte Williams is running the ball well. There were a couple throws to Courtland Sutton where he looked like a monster. They need to keep feeding Courtland Sutton. He can play. But again, a head scratcher for Justin Herbert and Brandon Staley. I can't imagine Brandon Staley's going to keep coaching with these kind of performances where your defense doesn't hold up and your offense doesn't score points. I mean, it's been this way for a number of years. The Chargers are now 5-8. What else can you say? Congratulations to Keenan Allen. He's the fastest player to 900 receptions. He's a guy that I expect to be a Hall of Famer, a guy I competed against. I have a lot of respect for. So congratulations to Keenan Allen, but I'm frustrated for him that he's in this situation because he deserves to be on a winning team in a winning organization and chance to compete for Super Bowls. And this organization just hasn't given him that. But this Broncos defense, they were stellar. And that's why they are this week's Uber Eats almost perfect defense. This is the segment of the show where we highlight the NFL defense that put on the week's most dominating performance. The Denver Broncos clearly did that. They held the Chargers to 7 points. They had 6 sacks, an interception, and a fumble. The Chargers went 0 for 12 on third down and 1 for 6 on fourth down. Again, I don't know. I think they're going to have a new coach at the end of the year, but I don't call the shots. I'm not Dean Spanos, but maybe he listens to the show. Maybe he should. Because this Denver defense, they went to work. They've been playing outstanding. Vance Joseph was in a bit of a hot seat early on because of the 70 points, and rightfully so. You give up 70 points in a ball game, you're going to be on the hot seat. But this defense, from that point forward, they put their foot down. They traded away some pieces. And they have been one of the best defenses in the National Football League week in and week out. And that is why they're this week's almost perfect defense of the week. And remember, you can order almost anything you want with Uber Eats, the official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Well, that's this week's Week 14 breakdown summary. I know everybody missed my guy, Mitch Eisenstein. I'm sorry. You know, people get under the weather. They get obligations. People are busy. But I still gave you what you needed. I'm still here for you. If you're new to the show, hit that sub button. We appreciate you joining us. We appreciate you spending this Sunday night, this Monday morning, whenever you're watching the show with us. We appreciate you. Hope you have a wonderful holiday season. And we'll see you on Tuesday with a special guest. Thank you for joining us. It's been another Richard Sherman podcast. See you next time.
The Volume.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.